United States, Russia is number two. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray listed the top two threats to American security in this back and forth with Senator Lindsey Graham.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would say that there is no country that poses a more severe counterintelligence threat to this country right now than China.
And I say saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. And I don't say it lightly.
Who would be second?
Probably Russia.
The Chinese, he says, have been keeping the FBI busy.
What it is about, though, is about a country that is in a variety of ways through the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, using not just government officials, but private sector entities, non-traditional collectors, et cetera, to steal their way up the economic ladder at our expense.
The Chinese threat ranges from cyber intrusions to corruption of insiders at U.S. companies, both small and large, Wray said, citing a series of recent Chinese economic espionage cases investigated by the FBI. U.S. academia, he added, remains particularly vulnerable to Chinese spying efforts to steal publicly funded proprietary research. Asked about the upcoming 2020 U.S. elections, Wray reiterated previous comments that Moscow remains intent on interfering in the elections. He called Russia the number two counterintelligence threat to the United States. In Britain, former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson won the contest to lead Britain's governing Conservative Party on Tuesday. He'll be installed as Prime Minister in a formal handover from Theresa May on Wednesday. In a vote of Conservative Party members, he defeated his rival Jeremy Hunt. Overwhelmingly, the final tally was 66% to 34%. You're listening to VOA News. The UN Refugee and UN Migration Agencies have welcomed a decision by European states to end the arbitrary detention of refugees and migrants in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The ministerial meeting was triggered by the July 5th bombing of the Tajoura detention center on the outskirts of the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says no one should be returned to detention centers in Libya after being intercepted or rescued at sea.
Well, while that arbitrary detention of people after being rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard continues, then conditionalities should be put for any state support to the Coast Guard until that stops.
Yaxley says the UNHCR is concerned that search and rescue operations are increasingly left to non-governmental organizations or commercial vessels. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday that sanctions imposed by the U.S. against Iran are working, but that more pressure is needed. Speaking at a joint news conference alongside U.S. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry.
The sanctions that he has imposed are working. We see the funds for that are used by Iran for their aggression in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Gaza. We see them drying up.
Netanyahu has been an outspoken critic of the nuclear deal between world powers and Iran and has accused it of trying to develop nuclear weapons. A judge in Puerto Rico has issued search warrants for the phones of the U.S. territory's governor, Ricardo Rossello, and 11 of his political allies in connection with a texting scandal. The warrants were issued after at least 10 days of protests against the governor. Police used tear gas late Monday to disperse demonstrators who had gathered near the governor's mansion in the capital, San Juan. Rossello has been under fire since Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between him and several top aides and associates. The messages included misogynistic and homophobic slurs against Rossello's political opponents and several profane messages laced with contempt for the victims of Hurricane Maria, which killed 3,000 people on the island in 2017. The Venezuelan government says power was restored to Caracas and five Venezuelan states on Tuesday after a blackout a day earlier across much of the South American country. Venezuela's latest power outage began Monday afternoon, causing widespread traffic jams and forcing travelers to walk as the nation's rail system quit. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
All the hits and more, right here on VOA 1.